Blog Talk Radio.
Never mind the stars in the sky. Never mind the when and the why. Got a feeling higher than high. This is the real thing.
Welcome to another edition of the New Love Unlimited radio show. I am your host, L.A.J., and I want you to introduce my co-host, Miss LaShawn. How you doing, LaShawn?
I am wonderful. How are you doing today?
Hey, you know, it's another blessed day. You know, we're here at the end of the year. We're ending another year, 2017. I'm just glad to be here, you know. So I'm looking forward to such a great show tonight. We are going to continue having fun. That's one of the things I like about LaShawn, because she says that we are going to have some fun tonight. We're going to talk about, we're going to mention about the the current shows that we have been talking about with this, LaShawn is an author of a new book called A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationships. And that's what, for those who are new listeners tonight, that's what we've been speaking about for the previous shows. And tonight we're going to do something a little bit different. We are actually going to have a guest on the show, on the second half of the show, by an author by the name of Mr. Bill Mescal. And Bill has a book. He has several books out, and this particular book is actually a adult romantic suspense, and it's called There Is Something About Her. This sounds very interesting. And before we get, yeah, it does. And so I want to remind all of our callers who are listening to the show tonight, thank you so much, because I know that it's a very busy time of the year at the holiday season with travel, and you got relatives and shopping. There's so much going on at the end of the year. And so we thank you so much for joining us. And we would like for you to be able to dial in for those who are already listening. Please go ahead and send out this number to your social media, to all of your social media streams. The number is 347-843-4559. That is our live show number, and that is the number where you can literally click one if you want to speak to either LaShawn or myself, or you have a comment about the show. You can click one and the star sign, and that'll place you in a queue. And we are going to continue moving forward and continue to having fun. This has been very a joyful show. The show is still fairly new. We just started the show a few months back, and been having a great time. And it's been very, I find it very intriguing, because I'm learning a lot about, not just about my co-host, but I'm learning a lot about me through my co-host. And I'm learning a lot about how people interact with one another in regards to men and women in relationships, which I think is pretty awesome. So, Ms. LaShawn, what do you have going on this evening?
Well, just hanging out with you and Kevin and Bill when he gets here so that we can discuss his book. I'm interested in learning more about him and that book and the whole project, and just enjoying myself and having a great evening.
Oh, that's awesome. And you know something, we are going to continue having some very different topics as we go into the new year. And we're going to change the format just a little bit. When we get into 2018, we're going to have a spotlight on certain things. And one of the things we're going to get involved with, LaShawn, I think we get more interactive with your book. I think we should create like a contest. And I think that we should get involved, get our listening audience much more involved in the book. And so they can actually be able to make some comments and any suggestions that they may have. So I think that's something that we're going to look forward to right around the corner. And
absolutely.
And LaShawn, tell our listening audience exactly where they can get your book and how they can, you know, how they can purchase it. And that is really important for them to know that, especially for all of our new listeners.
They can, well, the title of the book is I Am Not an Option: A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationships, and you can get your copy right now by going to IamNotAnOption.com. That's, spell it all out, IamNotAnOption.com. You can order an electronic copy or a paperback copy, and you guys should still have time. If you go ahead and order them this evening or order them very soon, you should still have time to get them before Christmas without paying to have expedited shipping. So if that's something that's of interest to you, make sure that you get a copy of the book. If you have a book club, suggest it, recommend it to your book club. It is really fabulous. This book is not only for single ladies. A lot of people think it's just for single women, but no, if you're already in a relationship, there's a lot of valuable information for you in this book as well. And I've even found out, AJ being one of these people, that men are really enjoying it and getting a lot out of it as well. So if you are a guy, I will even recommend it to gentlemen as well. You weren't the audience I was thinking about when I read it, but if I can be a blessing to men as well, I, of course, welcome that. So make sure you go to IamNotAnOption.com. And when you go to the page where it says the book, make sure that you sign up for the free heart letter that I send out every week. And, you know, just participate in everything that we're doing. Make sure that you follow me on social media as well as this show, Love Unlimited Radio, on Twitter. That's where you can find us, Love UNL Radio. So just make sure that you follow us all across, share it, tweet about it, talk about us, you know, let the people know that we are here, because we are here and we want to hear from you. And I think that's really important. And, you know, AJ, it's interesting because I don't know if you received your copy or if you even had a time to look at it, because I know you've been really busy recently. But the letter that I sent out today is titled "Tis the Season." And typically the song, you know, when people sing the Christmas carol of "Tis the Season to Be Jolly," and it's usually the word jolly. And I, instead of using the word jolly, I just kind of put a few dots. I put an ellipse there. And the reason why I did that, because this is truly the season to be whatever it is that we choose to be. So regardless of whether you're single, you're married, you know, because there are a lot of single people that want to be married, and there's a lot of married people that want to be single. So, you know, we really do get both sides of the spectrum in this, you know, this thing called life. And I've always found that very interesting. I hear so many married people complain, and then the single people are complaining, and, you know, all the married people are trying to get in, the married people trying to get out. So, you know, it's just this really interesting thing, this interesting dynamic that we have. But either way, when I was writing this blog, I was thinking about everyone and their choice to be happy during this season. Because some people get the holiday blues. Some people are over the top. I was at a woman's house that she puts up 22 Christmas trees every year. I mean, decorated from top to bottom.
And did you say 22?
To see I did. I said 22 trees, and they're not all the full 6-foot trees, but they're 3-foot and 4 feet and 5 feet, and they're, you know, on all three levels of her home. So they're just trees. You know, I mean, if you want a tree,
wow,
there is a tree to be found. And it was beautiful, and she just had decorations through the house and lights on the house and, you know, the nutcracker standing outside next to her door. And, I mean, and it was just really wonderful to see somebody. And she would say, "Have I told you that I love, 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 love Christmas?" And you can see it. You don't have to question it. There's no doubt in your mind. And that's her choice, to be really happy and embrace the season. And she says it's not all about the money and the gifts, but it's about the love and the sharing. And I second that. I co-signed, I don't know, 22 Christmas trees, but I agree with her and her sentiment of wanting to really enjoy the season. So for those of you who are saying, "I can't be happy because I'm single, I'm by myself, I don't even have anybody on my radar right now," bah humbug. Let it go. Because a couple of years ago, I was in the same predicament. The only difference was I wasn't sad about it. I was happy. I said I was going to have a great Christmas, and I absolutely did, and you can as well. And if you're already in a relationship, do the best that you can to have a Merry Christmas. Find some way, you know, go into prayer, meditation, whatever it is that you feel that you need to do, but make sure that you are enjoying yourself this holiday season, because you know what? You may not get another one. You know, we're here today, and when our tomorrow is coming, we have no idea. But I really do want each and every last single one of you to enjoy your life and have fun. And I've even been giving AJ, my wonderful co-host, some tips on having fun, because, you know, he's one of those, you know, just all business people. You know what I mean? Just wants to be business, just wants to do the calls and the emails, and all of that stuff is great. But I was just like, dude, you better learn how to have some fun. Because I told him, if I have to come and interrupt his business, that he will be mad at me for a little bit. But once he starts enjoying himself and relaxing and everything else, he will see, yeah, it's fun in LaShawn's world. It really is. So that's my 10 cents for today. Instead of two, I gave you 10.
Well, you know what? That is worth a quarter. So I like that. That's 25 cents to the 10. And you know something, LaShawn, you are so right. Because having fun actually gives you a lot more balance. And, You know, one of the things that I find very interesting is that I love to, since I was a kid, I used to love to ride around in different neighborhoods outside, not just my own personal neighborhood, but I would go out to other neighborhoods just to look at the decorations. And
yes,
there are some people out here, I mean, they really get into it in regards to the decorations. And it's awesome because every year I would take my youngest daughter, who is now 16, and since the time she was around 5 or 6 years old, we used to just ride and we would go take a look at all the different decorations in these different neighborhoods. And we would literally, there's some places that were just so grand that we literally would get out the car and we go take a look at everything. And it was very interesting because the people I noticed, everyone who does that are very friendly people. They were so friendly oriented.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I noticed that, and it's like they do this because they want people to come to their home and share, you know, those decorations that they spent so much time. You know, sometimes it takes 2 to 3 days sometimes to put up some of these decorations. And we used to do this every year, and it's something that we love to do. And I meet some of the nicest people, and it's just a totally different feeling just getting to know somebody and looking at all the decorations and looking at all that. They're so detailed, and it is a very, very special time of the year. And you are so right, LaShawn. This is something that we cannot take this for granted. Enjoy your life. Enjoy every bit that you possibly can, because tomorrow is not promised to us. And the thing is, what I'm finding is what's going to be the most important aspect of your life is how are you going to be remembered? See, that is a really, really important key to your character. How are people going to remember you when you're here on this earth? And so I'm finding that we need to take time out and get to know people. Take the time out because we're not as neighborly as we used to be. You know, back when I was growing up, you know, back in the 70s and the 80s, we used to know every single neighbor on our street, even if we weren't personal friends.
Right.
But we knew who they were. You remember that, LaShawn?
Yes. Yeah, I most certainly do.
Kevin, you remember that growing up? You remember how you used to know all of your neighbors on the entire block?
Absolutely.
And it might,
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely,
and
AJ. No doubt about it.
Yeah, you knew the characters,
yeah,
and you knew their habits, and you knew what car they were driving, you know. And nowadays, it's astonishing to me that people are living next door to each other, and they don't even know their names. And
right.
I'm like, they're there for like years.
Right.
Exactly.
I wave when I see her, but you have no idea what her name is or any details about her. You know, and it's interesting also because you mentioned the Christmas lights, and my mother and I used to do that all the time as well. So I appreciate that you do that with your daughter. And it's interesting because I was just saying to my fiance a little while ago, I said, you know, we got to go see lights. And I said, and I wish I knew of some neighborhoods so that we could just drive around and look at the lights, because I remember that time where it was rare for a person to not put up lights. I mean, to see a house that didn't have lights, it's just like, oh, okay, they don't have up lights. But that was not the norm. It was normal to drive up and down neighborhoods and see lights all over the place. And now it's like, there's a house here. There's a house a couple blocks over. Oh, look, there's a street with three houses. And
mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's really a challenge these days to go out and enjoy and see all the different holiday lights. So I'm just really, really, you know, excited that we're going to go someplace to one of these light places and, you know, drive through and look at all the holiday lights. Not quite the same and as festive as driving through the neighborhood, but it still gives me the same feel of seeing the lights because, you know, everybody knows I'm a big kid. If you don't know, I just told you. I'm a big kid. I own my big kid.
There you go.
It has to do with lights, whether it's fireworks or holiday lights. I'm like, ooh, ah, yep, the whole time. So I am that person.
And you know something?
I am certainly that person that enjoys it.
LaShawn, that's why you're going to stay so young, you know, because when you have a youthful, I'm telling you, she is so right, because I'm the same. I'm really a big kid. I'm a big kid. I still do the kid things. I still sometimes, you know, I have a very strict diet, but sometimes I like to sit and I watch some cartoons, you know, some Looney Tunes and things like that. But, you know, something, when I see the Christmas light, it takes me back and I have flashbacks and I think about, you know, going in the kitchen and making the cookies with, you know, with mom and, you know, got my brother and sisters and we used to make the cookies and, you know, and I used to, mom, I got to admit, mom, if you're listening, yes, that was me. That used to turn, I used to come downstairs and grab the cookies that you left for Santa. That was me.
You know, and I specifically, you know, I remember when I discovered that, because I was always wondering, you know, I got to tell you this real quick. I remember as a child thinking that Santa was kind of rude, because I was like, every year I leave him two cookies. He takes a bite out of one, drinks a little bit of milk, and leaves the rest on the table. Did you know how hard my mother
Oh,
you know,
that's cute.
And it was just, you know, this hilarious thing. And my mother used to always say, well, you can go ahead and finish the cookies for Santa. I'm sure Santa won't mind. But it was just, you know, little things like that. And I'm glad that we're having this conversation, because taking this type of energy into your relationship, this type of joy, and not just during the holidays, because everybody wants to give during the holidays. And it's like, well, it's poor, hungry people on this planet every single month of the year, not just between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So everybody keep that in mind as well. But during this time, it's a really good time to actually get closer to your family members. And if gifts have become a problem, I tell people all the time, pull the gifts off the table and just bring the love. Bring the food, bring the love, bring out a Monopoly board, Scrabble, whatever it is that you like in your household. I'm big on video games. I'm simple. I can also do coloring books. You know, I'm easy. I'm as easy as it gets when it comes to entertainment. But do something to enjoy your mate. And I am a firm believer that there just aren't enough people who are working. And actually, when you're having fun, it's not work. It's just fun. But put forth at least a little bit of effort to have some fun with your mate. Bring the fun back in your relationship. And I believe, again, the holidays are the best time to do that. Don't get into any arguments about how much you want to spend on gifts and buying this person and buying that person. It totally destroys the mood of everything. Just come together in the spirit of love and having fun. And if you have any questions, make sure you call me, because AJ will probably be busy. And he won't answer your call. He'll eventually get restless. The holiday may be over. So go ahead, you know, hit me up. I'll help you out. I'll throw some ideas around at you, and you know, and we'll put it together. We'll get everything all fixed up, because again, life is too short for us to be angry and mad and running around all crazy over one day of the year. Again,
that is so
one
true.
Day. Okay, I'll give you two, because Christmas Eve is tagged along right along with it, over 2 days of the year. You know, we have all these other days of the year, so we don't want anybody going broke over it. Just go, love on your family, have fun, and, I mean, hey, live it up, because I was having a snowball fight last Saturday. It actually snowed. We had a little bit of snow here in the Atlanta area, yes.
You got a little more than a little. You had about 8 inches of snow.
No, there wasn't no 8.
There
was nowhere near 8. Yeah, no. Oh, please. That would
have
been national emergency had we had that much snow. But we had enough to go out. And my fiance and I, we get up and we meet at the gym and we go and we work out on Saturday mornings. And afterwards, it was still cold. The snow was still fresh. And he said, come on. I said, where are we going? And he took me out in the snow. Now, he knows I don't like the cold, but I was like, well, I have to defend myself. So he made a snowball. You know, I had to make one, too.
There you go. There you go.
Go down like that. So, you know, we had fun. We played in the snow. We enjoyed ourselves. And it's all good. So if you have snow where you are, man, go enjoy it. I mean, I don't like snow, but if you do, go make the best of it.
You know what? That is great, and that is a really nice attitude to have, because you know something? Take that into the new year. take the joy, the joyfulness of the Christmas holidays and take it right into the next year, right into spring. And I'm telling you, it will change, because everything that we see is about perception. Everything in life that we're dealing with is all based on perception. So if you can go ahead and take the time, and you know, LaShawn is right, I am a workaholic, but you know something? One of the things I have to admit, I really enjoy what I do. It's not all work for me. You know, it has to do with creativity. That's why I like developing as an app developer. It's creative. And matter of fact, you know, I had fun today. I ended up publishing an app for a client today in Atlanta, and she's an artist. And she didn't even know that she was going to have it. I actually did it for a Christmas gift. And so I called her, and she was like, "Hey, how you doing?" I said, "Hey, you know, I've got a pre-Christmas gift for you." And she said, "Okay." I said, "Well, why are you on your phone? Go ahead and go to the Google Play Store and type in your name." And you could just read. I mean, I could just, the smile was just huge. I felt it all over the phone, you know. And she was so shocked and so surprised. And she's like, "You know, something, enjoy it." And, you know, and that's what it's all about. It's all about the gift. It's all about giving, rather, you know, something small, something big. And just like LaShawn said, don't be worrying about your credit card bills. Don't be worrying about, you know, it's just a thought of things. You know, when you don't know what to get or something, get a gift card or something, you know, and it's just the little things and taking the time out just to acknowledge that person, which is really important. Well, we can really go into our first break, LaShawn and, Kevin, I think that we need to go ahead and go into our commercial break. And then right after that, I want you, Kevin, to go ahead and choose a love song, because we do play a love song on our show every week. And I'm going to go ahead and let you choose that. And we will see you shortly after our break. Everybody have some fun and get something to drink.
Welcome to the Love Unlimited radio show. This new show will offer listeners a unique perspective that will come from both married and single individuals who are trying desperately to find and maintain that true love that everyone so much desires. Dating shows are nothing new, but they're nearly always entertaining. Some of the most weird and awkward moments in dating are often not seen or mentioned. The question is, how many people in America ever find true love? I would guess not a high percentage. But that sure doesn't mean we don't keep trying at any age.
The Love Unlimited radio show, hosted by AJ and LaShawn, will give you the real scoop in a positive perspective. We will discuss those topics that most tend to keep to themselves or just too embarrassed to talk about. Everything from online dating, marriages, divorces, along with conversations from LaShawn's new book, I'm Not an Option. This show is provocative and informative, giving our listeners an interactive voice they can use to help find that true love.
Tune in each week as we will discuss topics and conduct interviews on love and relationships in the new millennium. You can hear us directly on your smartphones each week by dialing 347-843-4559. Once again, that's 347-843-4559. Or follow us on Twitter at LoveUNL Radio. Thanks for listening.
Get ready. Confunction's 45-year anniversary cruise, hosted by radio personality Connie Breeze. This 5-day cruise leaving from New Orleans, traveling to Cozumel and Yucatan, includes live entertainment from the legendary R&B artist Confunction, Brit, Sherelle, Wait, There's More, the voice of Steve Arrington, Yarbrough and Peoples, Club Nouveau, and Miss Superwoman herself, Karen White.
Register for your tickets today for this 45th anniversary cruise package and event, May 12th to 17th, 2018. Available only through Annie's Fantasy Cruises.
Call 844-855-3386. Once again, that is 844-855-3386. Or download the Confunction app from the Play Store or iTunes to reserve your tickets.
Reserve your tickets today by calling 844-855-3386.
Mm-hmm. if I touched, if I kissed, if I held you tight in the morning light.
Welcome back, everybody. You know what? You can never go wrong with Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was a nice selection, Kevin. I appreciate that. We are back now, and we are going to be introducing our special guest for the evening. His name is Mr. Bill Mescal, and he is an author of several books. And this particular book that we're going to be speaking about tonight is called There Is Something About Her, and it's actually an adult romantic suspense. That's going to be very interesting. And I'll tell you a little bit about Bill. Bill has a very interesting background. He spent about 12 to 13 years in the Navy, and as a naval officer on a nuclear submarine. He's also a corporate marketing executive, and he also has worked as an engineer for NASA with a PhD and as a PhD in psychology. What an interesting combination. And with that being said, without further ado, I'd like to introduce our special guest this evening, Bill Mescal. How are you doing, Bill?
I'm doing fabulous, AJ. How about you?
Hey, you know what? As I tell everybody, I woke up today, you know, so that's another blessed day today. I want to thank you so much for joining us, and I'd like to introduce you to my co-host, Ms. LaShawn.
Hello, LaShawn.
Hi, Bill. How are you this evening?
Very good, thank you.
Bill, you know what? I definitely have to ask you, with that background that you have, what was it that got you interested in writing a romantic suspense for adults? That had to be a very special part of you with that technical background. That wouldn't be something I would expect from a person that had that background with you. What was it that got your interest in that?
Good question. I guess my background is mostly engineering and technology, so I wanted to write something with a science fiction bent to it. But in telling a story, I like suspense, I like mystery. That what would lay in. I actually had a very hard time, AJ, coming up with a name for the genre. It's not really science fiction. It's not really totally romance. It's not totally suspense. It's what I call a hybrid. Different genres rolled together.
That is interesting. And I'd like to ask you, how long did it take for you to write this?
This particular one probably took 5 to 6 months. I wrote all five of my novels. I wrote them in a year and a half.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm sure there's a lot of things that you and LaShawn, because she's an author of a book as well, and actually a couple of books, and so I'm sure that you two have some things in common. Tell me a little bit about the character, Frank Mercer.
Yes, Frank. Frank's one of my favorites of all the characters I have written. He is ex-military, back from time in Iraq and military police duty. Picked up a criminal justice degree in Michigan, Bay City, Michigan, actually, where I'm sitting right now. I'm sitting where you are, close to Bay City. So he picked up a criminal justice degree and got a summer off, wanted to do something for fun, ended up going to the Big Apple in New York City and involved with the New York Police Department Cadet Training Center there. And as part of his duties, he was staff, not a student there. As part of his staff duties, he came across some information about terrorist plots. And following that, he gets into some exciting situations. And along the way, he comes across Cheryl. And Cheryl's rather different. There's something about her. She's shy. She doesn't say much about herself. She answers in one word first, doesn't reveal anything. And Frank realizes there's something about her that he wants to know more about. So the rest of the book, they go through adventures while they learn about each other.
Interesting. Let me ask you something. Are you a big Tom Clancy fan?
Absolutely. One of my favorites.
Okay. I thought so. What I find very interesting as well, too, something I'd like to know is the character Frank with the background. Is it somebody, or let me ask you this, is it a combination of some people that you may know in your personal life or someone that's close to your life that you know of to come up with that background?
I've asked myself that, AJ. I think he's a composite. He must be. A lot of it comes from my own military background, of course, my understanding of how it operates and how those people function. But he was in the Army where I was in the Navy, so it's a little bit different. I had to do some research to put Frank together. He's a composite.
Okay.
And what about Cheryl? Is she a woman that you have met before and said that there's something about that particular woman? Does it come from your own personal relationship, or was that just your creative magic coming out on the pages?
Oh, I like creative magic. That's a good term. also, it's a composite based on various people. Actually, when I write these with Sean, I go through the internet and I find actors who look like what I have in my head. The actress Cheryl, or the actress who in my head plays Cheryl, is Alison Stoner, if you know her work. And Frank is based on, by appearance, on Ryan Gosling. So if you look at those actors, everybody knows.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Now, in your five books, since you wrote them all in a year and a half, are they a sequel or are they each their own book?
There's Something About Her is the first in a two-part series. The second part is called Witness from a Distance. The next two books are a different series. Reemergence and Redescend are a second series about different characters, different stories. And then the fifth book, the fifth is more of a novella. It's only 77 pages. It's a standalone called The Flight of La Tortuga. And it takes place from Vancouver to Mexico and has some exciting parts in it also, a little bit of romance.
Very
now,
interesting.
You know, that it really is. The book about the Redescend, the picture, where did you get that picture from as far as what made you think of that particular picture of that character there?
It took a long time to find that one. It's a photograph of a young lady from, just a stock photograph actually, but it looks
okay.
Very much like the person in mind as I wrote.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. And tell us a little bit about the, before we get back into, there's something about her, The Flight of La Tortuga. How did you come up with that title?
It was a dream. I woke up one morning with that entire story in my head.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. Now, as far as now, going back to the book that we're speaking of tonight, there is something about her. Tell our listening audience, give them an outline as far as what the story is about.
Frank is in New York City, and he stumbles across Cheryl on the street. Actually, Cheryl kind of ignores him at first. So he's intrigued. He follows her around a bit and finally gets up the nerve to introduce himself and takes her out to coffee, and they do all the usual normal dating things that people in their late 20s, early 30s do. Very slow approach, wants to get to know her, doesn't want to push. And it turns out she knows something about the terrorist plot also from her background, which Frank doesn't know about yet. So she's chasing the same terrorists that Frank knows about, and they end up going about their business, learning about the plot and where it's going to take place and the way it is happening. And another thread that I tell through the story is the terrorists themselves, how they gather their resources, how they travel, how they get to Canada and then the United States. And some detail there, somebody pointed out to me, it's kind of a step-by-step way to carry out a terrorist plot, and I hope that's not the case, but it could be used that way, I suppose. But they find out more about each other, they learn about the plot, and eventually I can't tell you the ending because you need to buy the book.
There you go.
Absolutely.
And
now,
speaking about that, go ahead, LaShawn.
Well, the interest that Frank has in Cheryl, is it just, I know with everything that you just told us that it ends up evolving into something much more than he probably expected when he first saw her. How important is the romantic piece in this book? Because I know you mentioned that it's really a hybrid. There's not a genre for it, and I think that's absolutely wonderful. But I'm curious about the romantic piece simply because of the title. How much of that plays throughout the book?
I'm trying to think how to answer that. I suppose it's half the book. It's woven throughout the story, of course. It's half the story. Half the story is a terrorist plot. The other half is their budding romance. But there are also five other couples woven throughout the story, too. Various situations, various levels of relationships.
Very good. Now, and so as you were writing, what did these characters do for you in your life when it comes to romance?
Made me certainly
How
take
has
a look.
You?
Certainly, I don't want to reveal my age, but I've had a few relationships over the years, and each one has been different. And some of that has gone into these characters, of course, but going backwards, they have made me take a look back, and I realize that there are some things I could have done differently. Some things regret having done.
Interesting. And I know that you mentioned also that one of your earlier books, that it came to you in a dream. Do all of your books come to you in a dream, or do you just get inspired one day when you're sitting at a coffee shop? What makes you sit down and begin to write?
La Tortuga came to me completely as a dream. Woke up with that entire story and simply wrote it down. There is something about her started as a dream, the initial part of the story, but then I had to add a lot to it to make it a complete story. And then the other books, I wake up with bits and pieces a lot. I keep a pad and a pen near my bed, like many of us do, to write these ideas down as I wake up. Does that help answer it?
Yep. That most certainly does, because I know everyone has their creative spark that shows up in different ways. So I was just interested because your background is so diverse and you're able to put so much in a book. So I'm wondering, what does it take for you to click and begin to write?
Yeah, that's that creative part of Bill. And, you know, I find it interesting, Bill, that you started including other characters. You said there's like five couples all together. And but what I find very interesting from the very beginning, how you ended up having a young man with this, got into the military, as far as the police force, met this young lady in her early 20s, 23, 24, somewhere around there. And, the coincidence of she's into the same thing that he's in with just this terrorist. I mean, that's what I find very interesting. What do you think the likelihood of running into somebody that's like that, as far as especially for females? Because I think females would have a different type of concept or involvement as far as terrorists compared to most males. So how did you come up with that?
That sounds, AJ, like a question, what do women want? It's a great mystery, isn't it?
That is interesting. I know. That's what I'm thinking, too. It's very interesting. And, you know, I got to give you a little background that my co-host, she has a book that we've been talking about on our recent shows, I Am Not an Option. It's a woman's guide to self-love and relationships. So I'm sure that's where a lot of that is coming from, you know, being that as a life coach. I find it very interesting the way you have – when you say that you still get up with the pencil and pad, and with this digital technology, I still like that myself. I still like to see physically, still like the, you know, it's like a writer or someone who writes a song or poetry. I still do the same thing. I still like the idea, instead of typing everything out, I like to be able to write everything out, you know, by hand first, you know, just to get a concept or get a plot. So the fact that these two have gotten involved, just, I want to get an idea. Well, first of all, let everybody know how they can get the book. Let's go there so everybody knows how to download it or where to purchase it.
They are available, AJ, on Kindle as ebooks or on Amazon. The easiest thing to do is just go on Amazon and search for Bill Miskell. It's MISKELL, and all five books will come up.
And I want to let everybody know, too, that Bill Miskell, you can get look at all the information directly on his website, which is BillMiskell.com. And you'll be able to see all the information in regards to each book. And I find it interesting that being a naval officer for, 13, 14 years and a nuclear submarine, tell me a little bit about that. What was that like for you?
That was where I grew up, I think. I joined the Navy when I was 19 years old and came out when I was 29 or 33,
wow,
something like that. So that's where I grew up, and that's where I got my engineering degree. That's where I got master's degrees. The Navy put me through school, a lot of schools, to learn to operate a nuclear reactor, take some schooling. It taught me camaraderie, taught me teamwork, taught me endurance, 62 days under at a time. Taught me logistics, of course, technology, lots of different things.
That's pretty awesome. And so what made you go to the psychology field? After having all that engineering background, what made you decide to go to get a PhD in psychology?
That came from NASA, because at NASA, it's a great thing to have a PhD. So I went to school, back to school, and the easiest PhD to get, frankly, was psychology. But I also like psychology, working with people, so that worked out pretty well.
And the reason why I asked you that too, Bill, because I noticed that you didn't put that on the covers of your book. You just go by Bill Mescal instead of Bill, you know, instead of Dr. Bill Mescal or Dr., you know, Bill Mescal PhD. I find that very interesting as well. Is there a particular reason why you didn't include that in the titles of your book?
I guess, AJ, because when people say Dr. Mescal, I look around to see who they're talking to. It just sounds strange to me.
So it's just because it's just perception.
NASA.
I'm sorry, Bill. I lost you there.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, so what I'm saying, the reason why you didn't include that is because of just the perception that most people would have?
Yes. I guess I'm more humble than the title.
Okay. And so now when you say there is something about her, now even though there is multiple couples in there, we don't have to give the whole, you know, everything about the book, but what I like to know is there is something about her. Is she did Cheryl become very mysterious to or did something happen really bad between her and Frank?
That's the whole question behind the book.
Okay.
You have to go through the clues to find out which one it is.
Okay.
You wonder that at first. Moving along, you wonder whether it is one or the other of those two situations. Did something happen?
Okay.
Or is she just simply inexperienced? And you find out as you gather the clues and put it together. So at the end, I tell you, but at the end, you might have figured it out also.
Oh, okay. And so I noticed, too, with the same picture that so she's part of the sequel as well. With witness,
yes,
from a distance?
Yes.
Okay.
The sequel puts Cheryl in another situation, a much more intriguing situation in my mind. In the witness from a distance, China comes into play. And if you're watching the news at all, around the peripherals of the news, China is gaining power, becoming a superpower in the world, a global superpower.
Definitely.
And the witness from a distance explores that concept, shows you some thoughts and ideas, some ways that this is happening.
You know, LaShawn, this is kind of takes us back to some conversations that you and I have had on the show, where we're talking about how the structure of society, how it influences personal relationships because of things that are going on. And
yes.
It's interesting that you know, when you first meet people, it's really important. I'm sure it is for both of you. It's really important for anyone that you interact with, you come in contact with, that there has to be a sense of intellectual. There's people who want to read. Let me just put it this way. I love people who like to read. And people, you know, as far as awareness, because a lot of us are living in a little box and we just basically do the same thing day in and day out and really don't have a clue what's going on across town, much less what's going on, you know, with the rest of the world. And now, because of the internet, you know, we have to look at everything. You know, we have 24-hour news now, and everything is global. And so you have to have a global perception now just to try to understand what's going on, you know, around you, because everything, and just like what Bill says, yes, that affects our economy because of what's going on with China, and China being basically the biggest retailer, or like Walmart being the biggest retailer, you know, in the world, and everything that we have is made in China, you know, and so China basically has created an economic structure, watching us, monitoring us, and copying a lot of things that they, you know, that they see, and it's become, you know, how it's affecting us, our daily lives. And so I think it's interesting how you've been able to put this in a book and still have a personal relationship, have the mystery in it, a combination of your background, you know, with this, with the military. It's a very, very interesting combination. So I think it's going to be an exciting read. I haven't had time to, I just read the preface and the intro a little bit, but I think it's going to be a very, very interesting read. And I want to thank you so much for sharing that with us, Bill. And is there anything that you'd like to tell our listening audience about the book? And also repeat again where they can get that, because it is the holiday season, so we definitely want people to make this a stocking stuffer.
Let me start with that one, AJ. They can get it on Amazon by searching for Bill Mescal, And actually, we have some special pricing on Amazon right now because of your show, because of Love Unlimited. Their ebook is only $2.99. The paperback is $10.99. And they can order those things, get a download instantly of ebooks, of course. And the print for evening will be delivered before Christmas.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Everybody that's listening, share it in your in all of your social media streams. I'm sure it's going to be a very exciting read, and you can order directly through your Kindle. And make sure that you just type in Bill Miskell. That's M-I-S-K-E-L-L, and it'll show all of the different books. And tonight, I thank you so much for being able to share this with us. And it does sound like a very suspenseful type of novel. And I hope you have yourself a great holiday. And Bill, I think I see a lot of success in your future in regards to your books. And I'm glad that I'd like to have you come back again. And we could talk about some of the other books. As a matter of fact, your newest one, which is The Flight of the La Tortuga. Is that correct?
That's correct. Good job.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to be able to read that before we have you come back. And I think it is so cool having, you know, being able to have Ms. LaShawn, who is an author, and having you. And I think it's very interesting because Love Unlimited is about relationships. It's about relationships because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter about your career. It doesn't matter about how much money you're making. What's really important is how we interact in relationships, because that says a lot about who we are and what we're trying to achieve in life. Because without relationships, you don't have anything. You don't have anything. So good health, keeping yourself in tune, knowing what's going on around you, and always take the time to read. You need to feed your mind every single day. Learn a new word. This is something my mother used to tell me as a little kid. Take the time out and learn one week, every week. Learn a new word. You know, and that's when you're able to do that, you'll be able to enjoy a lot of these books that are out. And one thing I'm going to tell you too, that I love, Bill, I'm glad that we're still producing paperback, because I'm going to be very upset. I love having the feel of a book in my hand, and I like the idea that we're still able, and I don't know how long that's going to last, how much longer that's going to be, because you see what happened to the music industry, how we went from albums to now the CDs, and now we went from CDs to downloads. And so I'm hoping that we're still going to be able to publish and to print books, you know, for quite a while, because I really like the idea of being able to carry and be able to feel a book. Anything, LaShawn, that you'd like to say?
No, just thank you, Bill, very much for being on the show with us today. Your books sound really awesome, and I wish you the best of success.
Thank you, Sean, and to you. I'm honored to be here. Thank you, AJ.
Thank you, Bill. And you have yourself a great holiday, and I hope you and your family have a great holiday and a happy New Year's.
Thank you, and to yours.
Okay. Thank you. Well, that was our special guest, author Bill Miskell, with this book, There Is Something About Her. And like I said, he already told you where you can go ahead and download the book and order the book. And you can go directly to his website at billmiskell.com. Thank you so much. That was very, very interesting. Well, Ms. LaShawn, I would like for you to tell our listening audience what we're going to be expecting as far as like a book trivia. We need to get that started probably right around the first of the year. So tell our listening audience what they need to do to get involved with the book trivia questions.
Well, we're going to push this back. We're waiting for more audience participation. All of the information can be found on my website. Again, go to IamNotAnOption.com. All the instructions are there for you to purchase the book. Send me an email so that I know you're interested. And then we're going to be doing different giveaways and have certain prizes just for you, our audience, as an appreciation for your listening. And we want you to make sure that you like us on social media. There are links there for me personally as well as for the show. Like us, share us. Tell all your friends and family about us if you're enjoying the show. And if you enjoy the book, I want to hear from you. And I want you to make sure that you're calling in on Thursday evenings with any questions or comments that you may have about the book, or just myself, or even about AJ. Any questions that you may have, feel free to call in and connect with us.
And once again, I want to remind our callers, please dial into the show at 347-843-4559. For those who would like to make a comment about tonight's show, go ahead and just click one with the asterisk to be placed in the queue. Kevin, you definitely will let us know that we have somebody in queue, and we'd definitely like to get them on the air just for them to comment about what they heard tonight, or if they just want to say hello. It is the holiday season, and we want everybody to be in a joyous, joyous spirit. And we are so grateful to be able to be here and to be able to share, you know, this information with you. And that's what makes it fun. And just like Ms. LaShawn said, we want to grow our listening audience. And we're going to. This is something we're going to do. I'm going to put a lot of effort into this. We will be coming on a new network in February, and we're definitely looking forward to that. And I'll keep you posted and let you know what's going on with that. And it's going to expand our audience on a global network where, even though this is the podcast, but we are going to have a lot more involvement. And so we can't do this without you folks. So we want you to please tell your friends, follow us on Twitter, follow Ms. LaShawn, go to her website and email, get on her mailing list so you can receive her letters. And I want you to be able to become very, and don't be shy about it. We want you to participate. We want you to get involved, and we want to know what's going on in your lives. We want to find out how these books and how this information that we're sharing with you, we want to know how it affects you if you're learning something, because we also can learn from you as well. It's all about experiences. We want to share our experiences with you. We want you to share experiences with us, and we want to know exactly what's going on in your world as far as your relationships, for those who are single, for those who are married, for those who are thinking about getting married, like Ms. LaShawn, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. I haven't been married, and it's something that I'm definitely looking forward to. And you know what, LaShawn, that's why I work so hard, because I want to be able to take care of my wife. I'm really kind of old fashioned about that. And I know that she's going to have her own career, and, you know, she's going to have her thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, I want her to be able to have whatever her heart desires. And I want to be able to afford to be able to do that. I want to be able to afford to do
applause,
that with her.
Applause.
I am really, really old school.
I celebrate old school. Very good. I am very proud of you, co-host. Very good.
Yeah, I'm very old school about that, because, you know, at the end of the day, I don't believe in being involved with the relationship to struggle. I really don't. Life is such a struggle as it is. So I'll handle the struggling aspect of it. You know, with us together, we're partners. And, you know, that's my best friend. You know, the person who I get married to, that's my best friend. And I want to be able to look after her. I want her to be able to take time off and just, you know, grow together, have fun. And
right,
I'm going to always keep
that
in mind too, LaShawn. I'm always going to keep that in the back of my head. And for you fellas, I'm going to tell you something. It is very interesting. Now, LaShawn is taken, but I'm going to tell you something. It is a rare thing to find an attractive woman who loves football. I'm going to tell you right now, that is a huge. That is huge in the male arena. So I'm going to tell you, there's more women out there like that. So I'm going to tell you right now, when you find them, I'm going to tell you something. You hold on to them. Do what you have to do to take care of them. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep it really simple for you fellas. You learn to take care of a woman, she will take care of you. Because that's the way she's designed. She's designed that way. But the thing is, you have to give her something to look up to. I don't mean just in, you know, I mean in stature, not just in height, but she needs someone to look up to. Just like when she was a little girl and she had to look up to her father or somebody that was an important male figure in her life, whether it's an uncle, whether it's a father, or even an older brother. You have to do something, and you have to be very respectful about it. And you have to allow her to be a woman. She's got to be a woman. And go back to the old days, you know. Make sure when you're walking down the street with her, you make sure she stays on the inside of you so you can protect her. Always open the doors, pull out the chairs. It's the old school stuff that's going to maintain you. And take the time out to listen. That is so, so important, to listen to your mate. I'm talking about men and women. Take the time to listen to your mate. You'd be surprised what you would learn if you listen. You don't always have to be talking. Just listen to her. And I'm going to tell you something. You learn a lot when you listen to the things that she don't say. That's another show by itself.
You know, that it most certainly is. And, you know, it's interesting because even with, you just mentioned how much, you know, I like football and everything, and I haven't been watching nearly as much of it, at least not on the pro tip this year, just because of the whole capping, because when I watch a game, I really watch the game. I'm not there to flirt or anything else, because usually if you go into a sports bar and you see women, they're typically there to flirt. Even if they have on a certain jersey, it's because they were born and raised in that state. They're just kind of that fan. Well, I'm the real football watcher, and it's amazing because sometimes when we go out to watch games, and, you know, my fiance will say, well, you sure you don't want us to just go off by ourselves? Because they're not really going to watch the game. And I know how you feel about that. Because I'm not, you know, because I'm just like, I watch football like a guy. I'm like, why are you talking to me? Is somebody really calling me? And if you're calling me during the game, it better be about the game.
Exactly.
You know, it's really, you know, that whole thing. So, yes, I really am that girl. You know, I have always been that girl. And it's just really everyone being who they are inside of a relationship. And I love the fact that you mentioned wanting to support and be able to take care of your wife. Yes, you want to marry a career woman that can take care of herself, but it really is refreshing, especially in this day and age, to hear a man say that, because there's so much stuff going on in the dating scene and so many men. I read an article a few weeks ago, that someone sent me. It was another woman, and it was talking about the difference in a lot of black men who no longer wanted to be the breadwinner and, you know, really provide for his household, but so many of them are now looking for this woman that can hold everything down. And although they were saying there's nothing wrong with that, it's just that it seems that the roles have begun to reverse so much, where that whole, I want to take care of my wife, I want to be the provider, I want her to relax, it's almost as if that mentality has begun to disappear. So when I hear somebody like yourself saying that, AJ, it's just like, they do exist. You know, it's kind of like the M&Ms when they saw Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
When Santa Claus sees the M&Ms, and, you know, all three simultaneously, you know, they all pass out. But recognizing that it is still there. And so, ladies, when I say to you, because I hear women say all the time, there are no good guys out there, chivalry is dead, and then they have this long list of things that aren't out there, I tell everyone all the time that there's always one. You don't need a room full of men like that. All you need is the one that is right for you. You need Mr. Right for you. So whatever your intentions are, whatever it is that you desire, put that desire out there. You know, let it be known, and then let it go and go enjoy your life. Go have fun. You know, and it's interesting, even again, using the whole football example, because I met my fiance at a Super Bowl party.
There
and I
we
was
go.
Invited to that Super Bowl party because I was attending a particular sports bar, and I became, you know, acquainted with some people there, and one of them happened to invite me to the Super Bowl party. And
there
why did
go.
I get an invitation? Because I was a nice person who was enjoying my life, who was really interested in the game and the whole thing, and that person picked up on it. So you just never know how things are going to come back around. Whatever you love to do, run, work out, go to art museums, maybe you like to paint, maybe you're just a spectator, it doesn't matter. But whatever you love, go be around people who love doing what you love, or who love being around the things that you love being around. Because, you know, we need to have some things in common. And, you know, Bill mentioned that earlier, you know, even in his book, you know, talking about there's something about her. And I thought that that title was so interesting. And I meant to bring this up while he was on the phone, because that was one of the things that my fiance said about me when he first saw me. When I walked through the door, he knew in his mind, he said, there's something about her. There's something about her. So I just think that that title is just really like, oh, wow, I love that title, because I've heard that before. Now, I'm not a spy, and I don't have any fears of security. So that book was most certainly not written about me. I don't want anybody to go there. Don't send me any emails or text messages about that. But, you know, everything is so synchronistic in this world. So I want you to plug into and enjoy the best of life and love, because we all deserve it. We all deserve it. We deserve a hug. We deserve a hug and some nice weather and, I guess, a few snowflakes for those of you who enjoy that activity, who like the cold and the snow.
Well, you know, that is so well said, LaShawn, and you are absolutely correct. We really do need to take the time. And, you know, that is a phrase that all men go through, whether they admit it or not. It's a phrase that we all go through when pursuing a female. And that is what catches our attention. That's something about her. And the reason why we say that something is because we can't always identify it. We can't always put our finger on it and to know exactly what it is that catches our eye or that intrigues us. We don't always know what it is. And so it's that something which allows us to want to investigate, which allows us to want to pursue. And at the end of the day, it's all about the chase. And that's the reason why we want to pursue her, is because there is something about her that we see. And, you know, ladies, don't get it twisted. You know, yes, we do look at we are very physical.
Visual.
Yes, very, that's
very
what I want to
visual.
Say. Thank you. We are very visual. So, yes, we are very visual when we look at you, and we are calculating. We're looking at you, and we're calculating things, you know, looking at your size and your height and all these things. But for us to want to continue to pursue, because, you know, I work out in the gym. I'm in the gym 6 days a week, and I see ladies all the time, you know, and I see them. But there's nothing, you know, for me to want to pursue, it has to be something there. It has to be something
right.
about you. And trust me, it's going to start with a conversation, because the looks, they come and go. They come and go, and it goes very, very quickly. Once I see you, okay, fine, I see you. But conversation, that is where it counts. that's where we have to find that substance. And
yes.
I'm huge. Go ahead, LaShawn.
Wait, no. Finish that. You're huge on?
I'm huge on substance, because I'm going to tell you something. If I can't have an intelligent conversation with you, I don't care how well you look. I don't care how pretty you are and how good you look and whatever the case may be. If I can't have an intelligent conversation with you, we're not going to have anything to work with. There's no substance, there's nothing. Because you know, for me, I like to learn. So I like to learn things from women. And you don't have to have a PhD. You don't have to have an MBA. You don't have the PhD. It's nice if you do. But if you don't, just the idea that you have a global mind, you know, that you have a mindset that you can talk about something that's important to you, something that you want to specialize in. And that's what makes us attracted to you. It's that conversation. Because at the end of the day, when we're talking on the phone, and trust me, even though I work in the digital age, I am not one of these guys that we're going to sit up here and have a text conversation. I want to put that out there, too. I want to let you know. I am not big on, you know, spending an hour or even a half hour texting back and forth with you, because I do that with clients pretty much all day long anyways. But to me, I think that, you know, and I want to bring this point up too, LaShawn. The digital age that we live in right now is actually, I think, it's interfering with the way we interact with each other. And I don't think, and it's interfering on a negative. And the reason why I'm saying that is because texting does not always allow you to say what you really mean. A lot of things get misinterpreted. And those things get misinterpreted. And what happens is now it causes a reaction, because everything we do is going to cause some kind of reaction. And so I love, you know, getting to know somebody either in person. I like to talk to you, or we can talk on the phone, or we, you know, and then hopefully that we can get together and talk in person. And because that's everything, that interaction, being able to feel that energy between both parties and being able to communicate, that's what's really important. It's very, very important, you know. So I just wanted
Absolutely.
To just say that shortly.
Well, you know, and I want to add this too. Everyone keep in mind that technology does not run your life unless you allow it. you know, you mentioned earlier, first Bill mentioned that he always keeps a notebook and a pen by his bed. So when he wakes up with an idea, he can write it down. AJ mentioned that, you know, he's old school. He loves to write things down. I am the same way. I love to write things down. And when it comes to communicating with our mates, we have a choice about whether or not we are going to go see them in person, whether or not we're going to pick up the phone and talk to them, or whether we're going to sit around and exchange text messages all day. But it's something that we have to make that decision that I'm not going to have a text ship. I am going to have a relationship, which means I am going to relate to you in the physical, understanding that, yes, there will be times when we talk on a phone, and, yes, there will be times when we have to send a text message, but making sure that everything is kept within the proper context and within the proper boundaries. So, you know, try to have a relationship through social media, because you're not really relating with the person. You need to be there with them. You need to be able to look into their eyes and see their body language and the change and the shift in their emotions as you're having a conversation. So everybody, just keep that in mind. And, you know, if you're breaking up with people through a text message, come on, really? No, that's not how you got with the person. And even if it was in the next relationship, talk to the person. Sit down. Have a conversation with the individual, because that's how you get to learn the person. You have to be in their presence in order to really form a relationship with an individual. So everyone keep that in mind.
And I want to remind everyone again is to purchase. And for those who do have LaShawn's book, I Am Not an Option, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love, Self-Love and Relationships. In chapter 4, she has laid out what we call reflection lessons, and everything that we just talked about is part of that reflection lesson. So I just want you to, you know, it's very important for you to do that exercise, because that exercise is going to set you up, and it's going to help you understand a little bit more involving the book. And it's also going to help you understand a little bit what's going on with you and your relationships, because we all need some help. We all need some reflections. And that's why I love the way she worded it, is reflections, because everything we do is a reflection. Every little thing that we do is a reflection of what we are. So if you're doing something that you feel, and you know what, and one of the things I love about how God has made us, we know when we're doing something wrong. Even when no one hasn't said anything or everyone doesn't know it, when we're doing something we know it doesn't feel right, we know it. We know it. And part of that reflection is, if you want someone to be loving to you, and you want someone that's going to be honest and someone that's going to be a communicator, you better think about what you're doing with yourself. Because if you're not a communicator and if you can't love yourself, how are you going to have the tools to be able to love someone else? Because everything starts with self-love. And that's why she has that titled in the book, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationships. That is very important to understand that. Because it all begins with self-love. So learn to,
very,
and that's
good.
Why she always,
ooh,
you know.
She in the mail, AJ. He read the book and everything.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm into it. And that's what I'm telling you. That's where it starts. And that's where it starts, and that's where it's going to end for you. And so get the book. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a great read. It's a great bargain. It's really a bargain. So go to the website, iamnotanoption.com, and I want you to order the books. Right now, you need to order it now. You got to order it tonight, order it tomorrow, because you want to get it in time for Christmas. We only have like, what, 10 days left? We don't have a lot of time.
Oh, my gosh,
so,
yes.
Yeah, so make sure you order the book. And I'm going
to
tell you right now, even if it's just you and you're not sure who you want to give it to, order two. I'm just telling you right now, I'm suggesting order two books. The reason why you're going to order two is because not only one for yourself, but surprise somebody, you know, whether it's a coworker, whether it's a relative or a new friend, surprise somebody with the book. It'll be a great conversation piece, you know? So make sure you always order two books when you do that. Let me put it this way, two or more, but you want to get a minimum of two books. And what I want to do is, when you purchase the book, I want you to hold on to your receipts, because I'm going to start sometime very soon. Maybe as early as next week, I may want you to go ahead and I want you to send me a copy of the receipts. And what we're going to do, we're going to create a contest, and it's time for me to start doing some giveaways, whether it's going to be some movie tickets or dinner, you know, dinner. I'm going to come up with something, but I'd like for you to be able to show us. You can't just sit there and tell me, oh, yeah, I got the book. Well, no, I want you to show us some receipts, okay? And it's a great read. You'll love it. And I'm telling you right now, it's a great conversation piece. And it's a great conversation piece just for yourself. I love it. I'm learning a lot. And the chapters are laid out very nicely. She really took the time out, and really the way she laid it out as far as the blueprint of the book. I love the way she lays it out. It's simple. But at the same time, it's a little bit of something for everyone. Doesn't matter what your intellectual level may be. It doesn't matter. There's something for everyone. And one of the things I love about this book is honest. This is a very honest book from a very honest author. And that's all I have to say about that.
Well, all righty then. And with that, I believe it's time for our shout out. So I would like to give a shout out to AJ and our wonderful producer, Kevin, as well as my fiance and all of our listeners. A great big shout out to you and who else? I feel like there's somebody that I'm missing and I don't know who, but I send my love to everyone. So everyone have a great evening, and of course make sure that you join us again next week.
For sure. And my shout outs, we still have a little bit of more time, but my shout outs is going to be, I do have some new listeners tonight, Pat. You know what, Pat, thank you for that phone call earlier. Pat was actually a manager. I want to let everybody know. She was a manager for a dear friend, someone that I only known for a short time, but she made an impact on my life, Miss Sheila Ray Charles, who passed away several months back in, I think somewhere between June and July of this year. She was the daughter of Ray Charles. And Pat, yeah, and it was a shock. You know, she passed away. She had cancer, breast cancer. And the thing about it, she passed away a month after I had a live interview with her. I mean, in person. I had an in-person live interview with her at a local radio station. And I never, ever would have known that anything was wrong with her. She was so vibrant. She looked well. She's just a great personality. And so I was told that it was just shortly about the month later is when everything just happened. So my love goes out to the entire family and to you, Pat, and also Ron. Thank you so much too. And Bill, thank you for being a guest on our show. Special love to my mom, Aisha. My mother's name is Mashariki. Mashariki Aisha. That's my mother's name. And I want to say, you know, I love you, Mom. And I want everybody to remember what we call the dash. The dash represents your life. And for those who have the first time hearing this, when you die, there will be two dates on your tombstone, the date that you are born and the date of your death. Now, those two dates are separated by a very short dash in the middle. I don't even think that dash is barely like 1 inch, probably about 1 inch long. That dash actually represents your life in this universe. In this massive universe, that's basically what your life is. It shows that life is really, really short. So I want everyone during this holiday season, until next week, live your life one day at a time. Don't put so much energy into 2 months, 3 months, you know, next week, because we have no control of it. Live your life one day at a time as if it's your last. And remember, cherish yesterday. It's gone, but cherish it. Live today and dream tomorrow. I'm your host, AJ, along with our executive producer, Mr. Dr. Kevin Vaughn, and from my beautiful co-host, multi-talented LaShawn. I want everyone to give someone a big, big hug today. God will smile on you, and we will see you next week at the same time. We love you all. Peace.
if I touched, if I kissed, if I held you tight in the morning light.
Program, ladies and gentlemen, on the new Love Unlimited. Yeah. Love it. What a powerful program, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time on the Love Unlimited Global Internet Radio Program with AJ and LaShawn. Everybody have a great holiday and have a great rest of the evening. Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye now.